Proclamation number 4870 of 30th of March, 1950. Seers and prophets of the end time. Little understanding. There is little understanding to be found for the pure truth imparted from above, and people do not recognize the value of the divine word. They are touched by a ray of light and flee back into the darkness again because they are not comfortable with the shine. They are without desire for the truth. They do not believe in its continuation and therefore only live for this earth. And during this time seers and prophets are awakened who are to come before people as admonishers and warners and announce to them the downfall of the earth. They will find little faith and yet they shall repeatedly let their voice be heard. They shall speak to everyone about the forthcoming judgment, about the urgency of a change in people's attitude and way of life. They shall speak of God's love and mercy but also of His justice so that their sense of responsibility will be awakened and they will wake up from their sleep. The seers and prophets will not be accepted in their own country, for no one wants to hear them, and they will be attacked by the representatives of the world. And these are phenomena of the lost time before the end, to which reference is made again and again. People are still being admonished to repent, but as the number of God's chosen servants and seers increases, the end is near and the time of grace is past. Then what has been foretold will come to pass. The unbelievers will be alarmed, the doubters will be perplexed and the believers will rejoice because they will experience a visible strengthening of their faith when they realize that everything predicted about the end is true. But then it will be too late for the unbelievers to turn back, for when the day of judgment has come none of them will be able to grasp a thought, for the earth will open up and swallow up everything. But one thing will protect people from destruction, the pure word of God, which He Himself has conveyed to earth. Anyone who senses its strength will not be frightened by the last days, for anyone to whom God speaks will also emerge unscathed from all events due to His love and power. Whoever receives the word of God with heart and mind is immune to all harm of the last days. He stands in the light that no one can extinguish. And the light will break through the darkness and again send rays into the darkness and seek the lost souls so that they will not get lost. Anyone who allows himself to be illuminated by such a ray of light will also feel the truth in his strength and now consciously expect the end. And the Lord will come in the clouds. He will gather His own and fetch them to Himself from the earth before it is destroyed by His will and the grave of all those who did not recognize God and therefore strayed from Him, who lived without faith. And the earth will swallow them up, and all distress on earth will come to an end. Amen.